Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the clicks in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we repping for Seattle, my place. Take 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. Welcome to the show. He's Seahawks legend Lofa Tatupu, and I am lifelong Seahawk fan. One of the most passionate fans. I'm one of you 12s. I'm Brett Davern, born and raised in Edmonds, Washington. The show is brought to you by Wiener Schnitzel of Western Washington. Two locations, Everett and Fife. Go on in. Do a little something different for lunch today. It's delicious. It's wonderful Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Corn dogs. Oh. When is the last time that you had yourself a delicious, delicious corn dog? Hot out of the fryer. Hot golden French fries to go with it. Maybe a soda. A root beer float from Wiener Schnitzel. And then if you mention Take 12, of course, you get a free hot dog. So there's that also. Oh. There come the words again. Hey, welcome to the show. At Take12Pod on all social media. Also, you can email us anytime. It's SeahawksPod@gmail.com. On today's episode, we unpack the Niners game. Oh, boy. But I stall as long as possible by talking about the Heisman. Shohei. We talk a little Shohei on here. And then, of course, but, you know, we talk about what you really want to hear, which is Lofa gives us all the fixes that the Seahawks need to be doing in order to right this ship. Let's get into it. It was a fun conversation. So please enjoy that. So, Jaden Daniels, how do you feel?
They make right decision or what? I'm happy for the kid. Mm-hmm. But they lose like three or four games though. Like, where does this award belong? Where does it go, Brett Davern?
It goes to Mike Penix, man. He's the only quarterback from a team that's in the playoff. He's the only quarterback from an undefeated team that's up there, and he beat one of those other guys twice that's up there. So, what do you want?
I mean, that's basically where I was leaning. I'm happy for Jaden. You know, congrats.
Yeah,
he did have a statistically phenomenal season.
Super talented guy, highlight reel stuff. Yeah, talent, amazing.
But, you know, but it's just, I mean, if you want to put up the numbers, like Caleb still belongs up there is like kind of my gripe. If you're going to just hand it to anybody who's like with stats, give it back to the reigning, you know, winner.
You know, I also got more beef with awards, if you want, from college football. How about the wide receiver one? That's Rome Odunze's award all day long.
Oh, who'd they give that to?
Harrison Jr., who's amazing. But listen, I mean, when like these awards, it's like watch the games. It's when the team needs it the most. It's when it's clutch moments. It's I don't know, man. We're on the West Coast, dude. You know, they don't watch.
Well, no, yeah, to your point, like there's not really a moment for Daniels that stands out as like, oh, this was his Heisman moment. Like, I don't know. Sure, he had like five or six touchdown games. Yeah.
He came back to Texas A&M in the final game. Woo.
Yeah. I mean, congrats to the kid. He's a phenomenal athlete and he put up great numbers, but it's just, I felt like that was Penix's award to win.
Yeah, imagine if Penix did that at Georgia or LSU if Penix did what Penix did at Washington, at any of those other schools.
Any of the other schools, yeah.
Going away.
Nobody else would receive a vote.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But at least you guys have the championship, the playoffs and championship. Yeah. Like, you know?
You know, I told you already, all these snubs, I love it. Keep them piling up. Put them on the bulletin board. Let's go.
No, it definitely works in the favor of the dogs, for sure.
Yeah. I could stall even longer about talking about the Seahawks, or I could stall. We could talk Mariners. You want to talk more Mariners?
Oh, God.
Shohei? No Shohei. Shohei's in L.A. How do you feel about the contract, Lofa? 10 years, 700 milli.
Just imagine what it would have been if he was healthy. Because, I mean, the guy had surgery or needs surgery. So
I mean, you mean if he could play two positions, would it be 1.4 billy?
It'd be up there. Yeah.
Man, where's my cash register sound effect when I need it?
I mean, you know, he's two players in one. It's unbelievable what the guy can do. And so they're just paying him to hit alone, because, like, I don't know if he's ever going to pitch again. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. They said after his first Tommy Johns, he wouldn't throw over 90-something. Came back throwing 99, 100. No big deal. So, but just how valuable he is at the plate alone. That's what they're paying him for.
Well, you know, the Mariners did offer him. I this is breaking. This is a Take 12 exclusive. This just in. The Mariners did offer Shohei. It's just that they offered him $1 million for 700 years instead of.
I saw.
It's the same contract, just, you know, different structure, but.
A little different structure. I saw. Yeah. I saw something with the A's too. A meme with.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Yeah. It was similar.
They probably just offered him the whole stadium.
Ownership.
Oh, man.
Just take it. It's yours.
It's a lot of change, dude. I mean, whoa, $700 million. I saw another thing that said the Dodgers could have given $1 million to every citizen of the United States and still had money left over. Just like when you start putting it in those sorts of weird, you know, like when people do the, if you stack it end on end, it'll go to the moon seven times. Like it starts to blow your mind, you know, or mine. At least.
Yeah. They had it broken down to like the minute, the hour, games.
Oh
played.
Yeah. He makes like $2.38 a second.
Yeah.
Whoa. He froze, but he's back.
Me?
All right, that's long enough. Should we talk about our Seahawks?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, he's freezing up on us.
Really? Oh, it's moving fine over here.
Okay, yeah, we got you. We can plow ahead. Well, this is our new style where we sort of just talk casually and get into it. I mean, how do you want to get into it? Like, the we got four games left here. They have to run the table. Philly is reeling, so it's going to be a good game on Monday. They gave it their best shot against the Niners, I have to say. You know, a valiant effort. There's no moral victories, but it was kind of a moral victory, and there were some fun plays, but ultimately we couldn't get it done. I don't know.
Well said, Brett. Well said. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yeah, not really. It takes like it's like you're on CNN on like satellite remote from, you know, the other side of the world. So, is there a way we can?
Do you
want
to pause and then try to hit record again? Yeah. Do you want?
Yeah. Let's
do you want to stop and try to hit record again?
Hold on.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.